You're never going to believe what happened today. No, no, it's great news. It's fantastic. It's fantastic. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. I almost want you to sit down for this, okay? Babe, are you ready? I'm not a person anymore. I mean, not technically. Isn't that great news? Babe, trust me. It is. It is. This is really awesome when you think about it. How? Okay, so you know how there's been this like push for universal testing and registration, and like everyone needs to carry their vaccine card everywhere and their insurance card and their intelligence quotient card and the proof of occupation card, right? Well, one of the newest tests compares your breeding potential to your competency, like smarts versus fertility or something. If you can't put a square peg in a square hole, it's supposed to qualify you for living assistance. And they assign you to have somebody be your handler, to do your taxes and your budget for your day-to-day forms and paperwork. But like, who doesn't struggle with the way all that stuff is written? Anyway, so on the test I took, there's this box the doctor can check if you score really low in smarts and really high in fertility. The gals at work are calling it like the bimbo box. Bimbo box is so funny, right? Yeah, I know. Sometimes I tell the gals like, hello, we should be doing stand-up. What was I saying? Right. So the box, if the doctor like stamps it, it means you're not qualified to make your own decisions anymore, but you're like super duper desirable in the fertility category. So it's like not a total loss. Do you get where I'm going with this? Hey, why do you look so worried? This is great news. Once they stamp that box, you're not expected to do your own errands anymore or like and drive yourself. Or, I mean, you can drive, I guess, but you don't get tickets anymore. Instead, the cops will just like strip search you. Long story short, you're my legal caretaker now. Or handler, whatever they're calling it. Babe, seriously, please stop looking so worried. I'm your bimbo and you're my handler. See, I even filled out your name. It's here, right here, on the dotted line. See? You make all my legal decisions now. You even oversee all my purchases. Mm-hmm. Yeah? Yeah? You get to keep me, and you have exclusive rights to my bimbo body anytime you want. Ding! I mean, you kind of always did, but now it's official. This pussy is yours. Do you want to see it? Right now? Do you want to see it? What? What do you mean this is weird? What's so weird about me pulling down my skirt right here, right now, so you can see exactly what you're entitled to? Babe, you need to see what's yours. This is your hot little perfect bimbo pussy now. I can even trim it any way you want. Wear anything you want. You want lace thongs? You want short maid outfits? Garter belt? Nothing else? I'll keep my cute little thought slot on display for you with all those slutty clothes and have it ready for you at all times. Or, if you should like, I'll wear nothing at all. If you tell me that's what you want, I'll do it. You can do anything with your bimbo. Anything at all. Anywhere. Anytime. Want to finger me when we're driving down the highway? I want that too. No seduction, none of that putting me in the mood bullshit. Just reach over and check how tight I am for you. Want to claim me in the front window and show me off? Oh, you could mash these perfect bimbo tits against the glass while I clench around your cock. I'd ask you to be careful not to hit my head against the window, but who am I kidding? You could fuck my brains out, literally. I'd still just be your personal empty-headed whore. Yeah? Or if you really want to show me off, you could put a chain on dildo and fuck me with it. Then hold on to the back end of it while you walk me around your neighborhood. I bet I'd be dripping by the time we made it back. My tongue would be hanging out like a little puppy. I'm such a slut for you. You could even take me to work like that. Position me under the desk. Have me keep your cock warm with my mouth. While you type or take calls. Thinking about it. That's right. You can do literally anything to your bimbo. Babe, I'm such a bimbo. You shouldn't even consider me a person anymore. I'm just a fuck toy. Your bimbo fuck toy. Oh, and you know, when you take me to the doctor to have a checkup, I don't want you to think of it as a doctor's visit for me. I want you to think of it as having your fuck toy maintenanced. When you sit in the waiting room and put me on your lap, because I'm not allowed to sit in people chairs anymore, I want you to tell the hot receptionist that you're there to have your fuck toy checked and maintenanced, to make sure the brutal pounding you've been giving your bimbo won't result in a permanent stagger. I want you to finger me and play with my tits while you talk over me. Oh, while you talk over me like I'm not even there. Fuck. Oh, babe, this is making me so hot. Thinking about all the ways I can serve as your bimbo. Can I sit in your lap, please? On that erection that's just trying to rip its way out. Please. Take it out. Please, let me take it out for you. Oh. Sorry, babe, I asked for that wrong. Oh, babe, can I put your cock where it belongs? In your fuck toy bimbo's tight pussy? Oh, thank you, thank you. Oh, where was I? Right. I was talking about having my doctor's checkup. Sorry. My fuck toy maintenance. Oh, but you don't need to worry about wearing your little bimbo out. No, because there's a lot of me to fuck. Look, come on. Look at these perfect tits. Oh, they're all yours. And they need your cum, too. If I ever look bored while you're checking your phone or watching TV, just undo my bra and get me on my knees. I wouldn't want this perfect cock of yours getting cold after all. That's what my tits are for now. Your cock warmers. Yes. Oh, your cock warmers. And that's what my ass is too. Just another tight bimbo hole for you to keep your cock when it's not busy elsewhere. Yes. When I'm not kneeling at your feet, that's where I should be, right? Sitting on your lap with my skirt hiked up. We could even drive like that. Me on your lap, holding the wheel, pretending to drive. While you just keep your cock jammed in my ass, feeling the vibration of the car through my tight fucker. Oh. Just don't hit too many potholes unless you like feeling me clench that hard. What about my tongue? What about my tongue? And those perfect plump bimbo lips. You probably love seeing those lips stretched around your cock, right? Yeah, anytime you need your bimbo on her knees, just put your hand on my shoulder and push me down. Yeah, that could even be my default if you want. What kind of super bimbo would it be if I wasn't on my knees almost all the time anyway? waiting to have that cock of yours slide down my throat. Oh, what do you mean we've never done that before? Babe, I know, babe, that's why I'm telling you. My throat. Oh, it's all for keeping your cock hot and wet now. If you want to hit your balls on my chin and come down my esophagus and into my stomach, I want you to. I'd eat you too, please. And if I squirm or squeal too much, just lace your fingers behind my head and hold me there until I swallow everything you give me. If I have to gag and pass out on your cock to learn my lesson, oh, that's just how we'll have to do it until I lose my gag reflex. Oh, babe, oh, I need you to remember this. I'm such a bimbo. I'm not even a person anymore, and that's exactly what you want me to treat. That's exactly how you want me. Please. I can't even say it. That's exactly how I want you to treat me. Oh, fuck. Are you getting close? Fuck. Please, baby, please claim your bimbo. Claim me anytime you want. And remember, according to the test, I'm extra fertile. Anytime you come, I need you to come at me or inside of me. Yes. Even your pre-cum should be on my skin or my mouth, or it's a waste. Babe, you know how I do my cute little exercises in front of the TV? Well, I do that so I can keep this boom body mind perfect for you. So you can shoot your load all over my tummy, on my thighs, on my chest, wherever you want. It's me, I'm your perfect. Perfect bimbo body, and I'm all yours. Whatever you want. I'll sit like a doll just for you, hands in my lap, waiting for you to come on me, waiting for you to grab my ponytail and stretch my lips around your cock, or for you to take fistfuls of my hair and throw me over a chair. Please, I'm a bimbo, babe, please. Just use me. Fucking use me up if you want. Use your little bimbo until I break. Please, I need that. Fuck, leave me sweaty and exhausted and leaking your cum and just don't let up. Oh, fuck me over and over. Just fuck me. Fuck your mindless bimbo until there's nothing left. Just a beautiful, fuck, stupid husk for you to breed. Use me, baby. Fuck, use your fuck toy, use your bimbo. Oh, please. Fuck. Oh, babe. Oh, I think I'm gonna enjoy being your property. So do you want to buy a frame and hang it? Frame what? The test results. Oh, you're so silly. The piece of paper that says you're my handler. I think we should hang it right here. Right in the front room. Not that any of our guests could doubt what I am after they see how you dress me. Or how you use me.